All right, so we're going to move into kind of a new segment that includes some reflection questions and whatnot. But Abby had kind of formulated this idea about a social media etiquette type of mini course with like a 9 tips to kind of like improve your social media presence or just your understanding of social media. And we thought that it would be really fun to kind of do it live on the network so we could get some of that interaction from you guys.
Great.
And kind
it's
of
a social media class after all. We want to be able to hear some of the thoughts that you guys have had. I mean, I definitely am not going to say that I'm like the biggest expert on social media, but you know, I love the idea of kind of diving into it as a Christian leader and from that perspective, you know, as we're on any type of platform of social media, you know, what is God calling us to do? What does the Bible say that might help us in this? And just hearing some of your thoughts and experiences on social media, that's why we love to do this live and be able to kind of ask some discussion questions and get some thoughts. So I was super excited, and even to do it with Abby, because I originally had been thinking to kind of just, like most professors will do, they'll kind of sit and do the course. But again, when we're talking about social media, I think the discussion and engagement we can kind of have about it will be really fun.
Definitely.
So our first kind of question for you guys is, why is it so important that we have good social media etiquette, especially as a Christian leader?
Definitely. So this is kind of the why for the course, right?
Yep.
So we wanted to go into some social media statistics just to kind of contextualize social media and really show how ubiquitous it has become. So you guys can, you know, get in the comments while we kind of go over these statistics. So these are all from Pew Research Center, these first three. And the first says, in 2005, 5% of adults used at least one social media site. But today, about 72% of adults use at least one plus social media site. So that's, you know, the majority of people. And then the second says, while younger adults were the first to use social media today, older adults' usage is increasing as well. So it's really not just one generation or the other. Both are kind of on the rise. And then 7 in 10 Facebook users and about 6 in 10 Instagram or Snapchat users log on at least once a day. So it's kind of an overwhelming number.
Well, and I know I can, like, testify to that. Like, I have my Snapchat streaks, if any of you are familiar with that, that I will message every day. And same thing with, like, Instagram or Facebook. I might pop into one or the other once a day, maybe when I'm getting ready for bed, winding down, you know, like something like that. So I definitely know the importance of it, and already seeing some of the comments, like, agree with you, Flores, count to 10 before you post if you're upset. Definitely, you know, making sure, you know, there's a lot of conflict that does take place on social media, and, you know, we're going to go over that in the tips. And so, again, I like those comments a lot. And, you know, Gordon, I agree with you. It's a huge witness for us in the digital age. It's very much so a place where we can, you know, share the joy and the hope and the gospel of Christ.
Definitely. I love that. And I think, you know, just speaking to these statistics, like, our phones are with us all the time.
Yeah.
And the impulse of seeing the notification and just, You want to see it. You want to see it right away. So that kind of testifies to how often people are using it. But I also think, you know, we think social media, okay, it's social, but I think it's also become a place, you know, where we get our news and where we communicate with people and where we, like, learn about the world. So, you know, not only is it important for communication, but we get so much of our information there. I think that's kind of another layer to not only why it's become so widespread, but why it's good to kind of have that Christian mindset going in and how to decipher, you know, what's good and what's bad. So here are some more statistics. These are from the University of Maine, and they say the average social media user engages with 6.6 social media platforms. So that's a pretty high number.
Yeah,
it's not just like one and done.
Twitter,
Instagram,
Snapchat, the Christian Leaders Network.
And then the average time a person spends on social media a day is about 2 hours and 24 minutes. So if someone signed up at the age of 16 and they lived to 70, they would spend 5.7 years of their life.
Wow. And you know what? I, like, feel like I'm fairly, like, guilty of that.
Oh, me too.
So, you know, I'm definitely not going to pretend that that is not the case. That if I look back on my whole life, because I actually started social media when I was, I think, like, 13 or 14.
Yeah, 16 seems like a little generous.
Yeah, so even then, it's like, whoa, you know, and yeah, there's some days I definitely think for myself, I spend at least an hour on social media.
Totally.
At least,
it can
and
be a
probably
black hole.
More depending on the day. So, wow, yeah, it definitely puts into perspective. And again, that's why we're like, you know, this is something that some of you might spend years of your life doing.
Right.
So we want to definitely dig into this topic. And what we love about it, even being a mini course and being social in this sense, is it is very changing, you know, and to put a full course together on this, you know, things move so much. And so that's what we love. You know, this is a mini course that we're probably going to be revisiting as social media continues to grow and change and, kind of transform.
Oh, right. So as Abby mentioned, you know, we're here on the network and this, you know, we might not view it as a social media and we don't want it to be a traditional social media, but in a sense it is. So we have some statistics that Abby can read.
Our network statistics. So we've had over 20,000 members now on the network currently and 2,000 of them active in April. So these are stats from April since we just started May here.
Right.
And in April there was 722 posts. And April was the first month of the live stream. The first one we did was in April. So it's just kind of exciting to see as even our own network grows and blossoms and these live streams and the communication, you know, we just absolutely love it. And so it's just very encouraging, again, when we talk about social media, that also is in our own network and our own place and space of communicating as Christian leaders.
Definitely. And I think it's a testimony, you know, to the positive impact that social media really can have. It's amazing to see students connecting from all over the world, you know, who have this same sense of calling, this same sense of purpose, and, you know, a shared identity with being a CLI student. But I think, you know, there's so much enrichment, as the word we use today, but embetterment and, you know, just interesting testimonies and amazing interactions that can occur through social media. And it's been a blessing to see how that has been really blooming on the network. So
And especially that we're online, you know, this is, it's so beautiful that we can connect. More so, you know, in the courses, a lot of that is it's on your own, study at your own pace, you know, you do it. Some of you, again, at 3 a.m., we've talked about before, you're doing it at a time where maybe you're not going to be talking to other people. But what I love about the network is, you know, you can hop on whatever time works for you, all the different time zones, all of it, and you can connect with each other as Christian leaders and as a community. And so I absolutely just love our network, and that's why I've been enjoying going live so much. Just kind of looking over at some of the, I love the communication you guys are all having here with each other. And looking forward to continuing. And